This gallery features work that date to the same period as Picasso's great early masterpiece, Les Demoiselles d'Avignon. A product of years of experimentation with shape, color, and technique, the painting is of five nude female prostitutes from a brothel in Barcelona and is notable for the innovative and unconventional ways in which they are portrayed. In that work, as in this painting, Three Figures Under a Tree, you can see the beginnings of an African influence on Picasso, especially in the mask-like faces. In 1907, Picasso's interest in African art was piqued by an exhibition at the Trocadéro Museum in Paris. He is fascinated by the stylization of the African forms. At the same time, he finds their ability to possess a deeper meaning or spirit almost frightening. Artist Chuck Close is also certain of the influence of the African masks.
There's no question Picasso owned a number of African masks. I personally have seen an African mask that I know was in Paris at this time. Very likely Picasso may have seen it or owned it. Its abstraction is greater in the Three Figures than it is in the seminal, world-famous, earth-changing painting of Demoiselles d'Avignon.
While painting in this style, Picasso is also sculpting wood, using a chisel to create crudely faceted sculptures. Chuck Close sees the influence of that rudimentary sculpting technique in this painting as well.
There's a physicality to this painting, which does remind me of someone making a woodcut, as Picasso would push the tool through the soft wood, making stroke after stroke after stroke. It does appear that the woodcuts that he was making at the time have carried over into his painting.